On Sunday, July 21st, 2002, a group of peasant farm workers from Las Huertas, a village in Oaxaca, Mexico, were joined by thousands of other farm workers from 300 different communities on a march for their lives. Armed with sticks, machetes, and the truth, they headed towards a wall of riot police protecting a governor who refused to hear their humble voice. This night marked the third night of direct actions in solidarity with the people of Las Huertas by COMPA, the Oaxacan Anti-Neoliberal Popular Magonista Coordination. COMPA marched for peace, dignity, justice, autonomy, land, food, water, housing, healthcare, and education. COMPA marched against Plan Puebla Panama, or the PPP, an industrial mega-project fueled by the North American and Central American Free Trade Agreements, NAFTA and CAFTA. COMPA marched against the PPP and its subsequent torture, rape, kidnapping, disappearance, murder, and community displacement. COMPA marched against the Mexican police state, its paramilitaries, and their massacres. COMPA marched for the liberation of 15 scapegoat prisoners accused of a massacre they did not commit. On Wednesday, September 10th, 2003, a delegation of South Korean protesters joined thousands of others from around the world in Cancun, Mexico, to protest the World Trade Organization, or WTO. On that day, Lee Kyung-hai, a South Korean farm worker, took his life in solidarity with farm workers everywhere who faced death every day due to the policies of the WTO. Lee Kyung-hai set the tone for the next 4 days of protests inside and outside the WTO. On Saturday, September 13th, thousands of protesters carried Lee's voice towards a wall of riot police protecting the WTO delegates. On Thursday, November 20th, 2003, in Miami, Florida, 1,000 young anarchists marched side by side with thousands of labor union members against the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas. The permitted march ended in unprecedented amounts of police brutality, covered up by a media blackout in downtown Miami. Hundreds were injured, arrested, and beaten. What was established in Miami that day was a model for state-sponsored repression and propaganda against anyone opposing free trade in the USA. Why would any of these people from any of these places risk arrest, injury, and death to come together against a wall of riot police? Have they completely lost their minds? Or have they simply been pushed too far by a very large and powerful common enemy?
Come to the Resource Center for Nonviolence for a viewing of the new film El Enemigo Común, The Common Enemy, on Thursday, February 16th at 7 p.m. Directed by Simón Cedillo, El Enemigo Común is an urgent call to stand in solidarity for human peace, dignity, and justice. See El Enemigo Común, Thursday, February 16th at 7 p.m. The Resource Center for Nonviolence is located in Santa Cruz at 515 Broadway. $5 suggested donation, no one turned away for lack of funds.